dudes. This is GamerCast 20, so you better prick your ears up and listen. Here's your dudes' hosts, Paul and Adam. Enjoy.
Well, hey.
Welcome
to GamerCast.
Dude.
Number 20.
Dude.
Right.
Right, first off, letters. This week, I had an email from someone. I know I had one from some guy, I think his name was Matthew, but I can't check my email, so tough luck.
Because of the wonderful power of Windows Vista.
Well, I've not installed Outlook. And I had another email from some guy saying if we were more serious, we'd have a lot more listeners. I hope our introduction shows our direction, in that we are very serious, and our dude fests are limited in number.
To all the people that may listen to this show and have money and would pay for us to do this, it is not until you give us money that we will do the show seriously.
Yeah, sorry, this is something, you know, I've finished work, I'm unwinding for the day, and I do that by ranting about how much everyone sucks. Especially you.
So, if we got paid for this, it would be our job. And if this was our job...
If this was our job, we would have professional standards.
Yeah, and we would go into more detail. We'd have people to go look... You know, we could pay Rudis to go search for our information for us to talk about.
I've paid Rudis enough money lately. Cheeky monkey.
Although I'm still thinking that this summer we're still going to have to make that little trip.
Oh, bloody hell, I forgot about that.
Trip to the Game
Festival. Bangladesh, yeah.
Game Festival in London at the Earl's Court that it's on this year.
Dude.
But, yeah, so...
So that's, I think, that was
our
letter.
Our rant for the letter.
Or if it was on the form, I can't remember where I saw it.
If we were serious, I'd fall asleep while we were doing it. Sometimes we are kind of serious, but that's because we're really, like, focused on what we're talking about. We're not having a rant for a rave. We're just letting the information flow.
Indeed.
Dude.
Right, first up on the list.
You want to talk about the PlayStation
3.
Yesterday it was announced that the PlayStation 3 was cancelled and Sony was going into liquidation.
But we all know what date it was.
Yeah, it was the 4th of July.
This was the 1st of April, so there we go. But yeah, we had a little rant and rave about the PlayStation 3 before, about its release and that it's going to be released all over the world. Sorry, I can't say that without laughing.
I mean, we should start betting on that.
I won't be surprised. There is somewhere where you can actually start betting money on whether it will happen or not.
There's a Microsoft website, they've got a competition thing for betting on the release date of Windows Vista.
But the information I found out is that...
Speaking of Windows Vista, this podcast is entirely recorded and broadcasted live using Windows Vista.
And this time it's not going to crash.
Crash before. The microphone drivers wouldn't work.
Yeah, so it's working perfectly. And it looks nice. It's a shame that we don't have like a video camera thing and it's all video done on a webcam and we can turn it around and show people.
Well, people know what it looks like.
Yeah. Cause
they just don't appreciate how nice it looks when it's all moving around.
Mm.
I mean, just look at this. Look.
Ooh. Shiny.
Shiny, Captain. Shiny. Right. Back to the PS3. This is the bit that's really... When I read this, I had to read it twice.
Is that because you're dyslexic?
Yeah, plus the fact that... Take that. And also the fact that I could not believe what I read. The console is multi-region. They're going to be able to play any game on any format.
Won't last.
Yeah, I don't see it. The other thing they mentioned was, it was on the statement, that will be happening because of the fact that all the games will be on the same format. There will just be the same game will be released. So all companies will be allowed to be releasing their games to every country at the same time. To accommodate this, because they're using their Blu-ray technology, if they ever get it working, it means that they'll be able to have multiple languages all on the same disc. Then I read in brackets is saying all Japanese anime and Dragon Ball Z fans don't get too excited, because if you want to buy a Japanese game, it'll work on your console, but everything will be in Japanese. It's only language, multiple languages that will be on it.
Right, let's establish a couple of facts here. One, Xbox and Xbox 360, the bulk of the games are regionless anyway.
True.
Two, Sony suck.
Yeah.
And who cares? Because the PS3 is going to have sales similar to the PSP. Zilch.
Or kind of just kind of going, they'll buy them, then they'll take them back.
Well, yeah, I mean, take how many people bought PSPs when it came out. I think everyone bought one, apart from me, because I got some sense. And then, you know, within like 6 months, the latest, you know, most people got rid of them in the first couple of months, but 6 months, you had yours for 6 months or so, didn't you?
Because I traded it in against my Xbox.
Yeah.
But
the PSP is a nice idea, but it's a flawed design, it's a flawed concept, it's got flawed formats, and it's generally crap.
Do you want to hear the good news?
There's a decent portable machine.
Ready for the good news? This is the bit that got me excited. This is where I start getting excited. They haven't even yet finished the dev kits for the companies yet, and they want to release it in November. Are there going to be any games for this console? Is it just going to be a little metal box you buy, plug into your TV?
There'll be plenty of games. There'll be demos of games. Like, you've got a duck in a bath, and you can tell him to spin around. And that's probably going to be it.
Everybody, quick, sell your 360. And hang on,
it might come with a trailer of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Might.
It. And I wouldn't be surprised. It's like they're setting themselves up to fall over. It's like they're trying to get their company ready for bankruptcy or something.
Yeah. It's Ken Kusaragi and his wild bunch of rednecks.
They're going to commit harikari on their samurai swords. Oh! But yeah, I just there's only one word for it that I can put for the PlayStation 3.
Crap.
It's comical. The whole entire situation
is comical. I like my word better.
It's comical. Like, it's like someone's turned around and said, it's like NASA turned around tomorrow and say, right, we're going to build a ship and we're going to fly to the other side of the galaxy tomorrow. It's like, that's what Sony are saying. They're saying, we're going to pull this out of our ass and it's going to work straight away.
They probably will pull it out of their ass. But the trouble with pulling it out of your ass is it's generally covered in shit.
And it's just...
Or green shit, like ours was.
We're going to have to get some banners and go down with PS3 and go stand outside when it released.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah. Or get some super soakers and squirt everybody's bags.
There was some fat git down work yesterday who was saying he wasn't going to get an Xbox 360. He was just talking to his mum because the PS3 is better. And it's like, dude, you ain't got a fucking clue. Especially because he's a fat git as well.
Never mind. Right. PlayStation Portable dropped.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that.
Yeah,
go for it. Recent news of the last couple of weeks. Film studios and retailers are dropping UMD films.
Really?
They're dropping them because, frankly, it's a waste of time. As I, you know, for a long time have said about, it's a waste of time. Who's going to buy a film twice? And it turned out, nobody. So, yeah, I mean, there's also a very interesting quote which a high-ranking Universal executive said, where he said, it's awful, sales are near zilch, it's another Sony bomb like Blu-ray. Yeah. Let's get a knife in there.
It's slowly falling. Like what I said, it's going to end up to the point where...
The bottom line is, proprietary formats like that won't work. Betamax, UMD, Blu-ray, Minidisc, A-Track, Memory Stick, etc.
Need we say anymore? It's going to come to the point where if you want to be...
HD, DVD, if you want to format... Be for the future.
If you want to be in, you own a PC,
you
own a 360, and you own a Revolution.
I'm talking about proprietary formats. You're talking about games consoles. Right, on with the next thing. We were going to say a bit more about Oblivion, weren't we? So do your bit, then I'll fall asleep, and you can wake me up.
And then you can say your bit.
Oblivion.
It is absolutely rocking. I've been playing it non-stop. Had to go at a second character now to try moving into more of the thievery sort of area, trying to learn how to...
Right, if you're going to start spoiling stuff, don't.
No, I'm just saying, I've just tried, because that's the same stuff.
I've just tried it, and I did this mission, and I killed this guy, and he...
I don't talk about the missions, I'm just saying what I'm done. So I've started going...
You don't
talk
about the missions, you just say what you've done.
Yeah.
But you've done the mission, haven't you?
Well, doing stuff and then doing a mission is different. If you do a mission, you're doing a mission, but if you're just wandering around and you're just like, ooh, there's a bloke stood there, I'll hit him with this hammer and see what happens. That's just hitting a guy with a hammer.
Turns around and kicks your ass.
Yeah.
Well, come on, get on with it. We don't have all day.
But yeah, I've experienced the whole vampire thing. It's a lot better.
Look, our live listeners are falling asleep.
Wake up!
Dude.
Vampirism is a lot cooler in Oblivion than it was in Morrowind. A lot better. I was a bit disappointed that you can have the whole werewolf thing, but now that this has been set up a lot nicer, and also the fact that your face changes as well, which is really cool. So,
your face changes?
Yeah.
How so?
They put in a bit more of the texture, so you look a bit more kind of slowly bit decayed, and it also changes depending on you, and your eyes go red, just the coloration. Because I have met a couple of vampires. So that was quite...
Founder says, if you feed every night, no one will know you are a vampire.
Yeah.
Apart from the person you bit. Got a bloody great
I remember you.
That's what I'm doing, because the Mage Guild know I'm a vampire.
Your face.
And they're alright with it. They're trying to help me find a cure so I can be cured from it. It is really cool.
Don't go into the cure thing.
No, I am going.
Big spoiler.
No, that's as far
Nobody
as...
Nobody knows if vampirism can be cured.
I don't know.
Unless, of course, you're on stake and whack.
But I keep getting into missions where I have to... go against
where you
vampires.
Have to actually think.
Go against a vampire and I'm like, stop biting me back! Whoosh! Managed to get hold of some nice mage stats.
Yeah, so did I.
I keep finding that when you're pulling the trigger and it's like you stop the trigger and it's still firing a couple of times afterwards.
Yeah, that's because you're pressing it too much. You're so keen in your combat, you've pressed it like 50 times and it's still catching up.
Yeah, I do like it. I got a frost staff and I'm like blowing the crap out of everyone with that.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What else has been good? I pretty much surveyed all over. Oh, I finally got to the edge of the map.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I went up there. Tried to go up through there. And basically... Ooh!
It's tapped by
Pepsi. It basically comes up with a writing saying you cannot go any further from this point, and you basically start running on the spot and you're stopped. But the good thing about it is they still give you plenty of what looks like distance of that you can still walk on. It doesn't start looking a bit fake. It still
looks doesn't
like,
suddenly come up where you just see this massive black thing and you can look down it and see nothing.
It's well done, sort of thing. But no, that was quite cool. Right.
Joy, right, what have I been up to? Complete the main quest. Did that in about 36 hours. Main quest, really cool. I'm in a minute going to spoil it by showing you all the intro videos. What else? Yeah, I've done that. And I've joined the Fighters Guild and I'm generally poncing around. Raiding dungeons, got my nice glass two-handed battle axe.
This looks rather... The hammer thing.
Well, I showed you the Warhammer, yeah.
Yeah.
I left my axe in my house.
I haven't got a house yet. Yeah, I lost my horse.
Go see the dude in Anvil. There's a house for sale in Anvil.
Yeah. Which one's Anvil?
Anvil's a coastal city.
That south or to the west? The west one. Okay, I'll go have a look in there. I haven't really had much of a look around there.
Yeah, Leowin in the coastal city. Leowin's a tip.
But
there's fucking Khajiits running around.
If you're doing the main quest and you lose one of your horses, if you go back to the place where is the Blades place, all the horses there, every time you lose one of your horses, you can have the next one for free. If you haven't got any money, you require a horse, which is quite cool.
Joy.
So Oblivion is...
Oblivion rocks.
It's getting better
and
every time.
For us who's got the PC version, like myself, our resident Khajiit on oblivionportal.com is doing like a mod of the week where he reviews a mod every week, and if it's good it gets reviewed and recommended. so you can avoid going through bucket loads of shit mods like people had to endure with Morrowind.
No, it's looking good.
So yeah, you can check that out at oblivionportal.com.
Sweet. I've got to play some more Oblivion. Just thinking about it makes me want to get back
in. I'm gonna play it now. I better not, because it probably blew up.
Yeah, we're trying to record.
Hey, come on, this thing is solid. This build is rock solid.
Is this different compared to the one that you had when you...
This is new as of a couple of days ago.
Oh, that's cool. A lot better then.
Yeah. Performance is a lot better. Stability's always been fine.
Alright, let's just have... I'm going to slide in a new point here, asking you a question. I want your opinion. What do you think Windows Vista as the new desktop for PCs is going to be like as a base for gaming platform as PC gaming?
Gaming platform is going to be fantastic. It comes with awesome games like Spider Solitaire and Chess Titans, which I will play now.
Do you think there are going to be any problems with playing older games?
I've not really found any. Generally, the software written is alright. It's always the crappy installers. They use these really nasty install shell shit, which is really shit. I'm like an ass kicked.
Apart from that, it's not too bad for playing video games. What
have you been playing Oblivion on this?
It's been working.
Doesn't run quite as well as Windows XP at the moment, although that will change.
Seeing the final build.
Yeah, the indexer has this habit of just running when Oblivion wants to run at the moment.
Okay.
But the cool thing is, Windows Vista will detect the game is running shit. Fucking bastard computer. Windows Vista will detect the game is running slowly and shut down things in the background. It will pop up a window saying, this game is going slow, do you want to close desktop composition, which is the uber nice 3D layer, and stuff like that. So it does try and help you, and you do have the Games Explorer, where it tells you about games, their ratings and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer interface. You've got some games there, you'll be able to look at each one and see what it says from the internet access. Cool. Right, back to the corner, so what's next?
I want to play the game.
Minimize it.
See, look, it scales, man, it scales.
Right.
Nintendo DS.
Very sexy. I'm just putting a point in here because Paul was talking about the downfall of the PlayStation Portable. A lot more games coming out at the moment with the release.
The DS is storming.
Yeah, with the release of the new Resident Evil game, Animal Crossing, a lot more Japanese anime-style games are being brought across. You've got that new surgery game, that brain game where you're doing different tests.
Brain game?
Yeah.
And surgery game, what, like that game where you had to like pull bits out of a guy?
Operation.
Yeah.
A little bit like that.
I know what they need. Hungry, hungry hippos.
That would be quite cool. Using the pen. I put a hole through my DS from tapping too hard.
If you're going to open that, you'll have to have some. Fuck you.
Yeah, the DS is just getting rather nice. It's that niceness of level of games that I would like to buy, especially in comparison to how it was when I first had it, that I'm tempted to buy one, but I'm not going to.
You're not going to buy a DS?
Mm-mm. I am waiting for the DS Lite. I've seen
the DS, not big.
Sacrilegious.
Yeah, so that's pretty fun.
It is.
Yeah, the DS is still, they're selling bucket loads. Kids want them, adults want them. I want one if it ran Windows Mobile. And if it had a bigger screen.
Yeah.
Cool machine. It has my support because of that awesome mini game in Super Mario 64 or Mario 64, whatever it was actually called. Where the bombs from. Awesome game.
New Super Mario Brothers as well. They're releasing a new version of Super Mario Brothers called.
They just released one.
Is that the side-scrolling one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a new side-scrolling Super Mario Brothers for the DS, which is looking absolutely amazing. And I just want to stick something in, because I think that's pretty much what I want to speak about DS, because I'm going to start talking about it in a minute again. But new Xbox 360 peripherals I found on the net. They're not something you could go to a local store and buy. These are stuff you've got to get off the net. Some new faceplates.
Dodgy.
Some of them are quite cool, some of them are not. Some camo ones and some other ones. They're not official faceplates, they're third-party ones. Some ones that are transparent fronts with kind of like a plastic backing that's a similar colour to the rest of the Xbox. So it gives that kind of weird see-through feeling, a bit like what they did with the S controller for the Xbox. And then this is the cool thing, but I would only buy one if you're any good with a screwdriver and electronics, because if you're a bit worried about breaking it, you're buggered. Face plates for the Xbox controllers. Basically, someone has got hold of the molds for the top parts of the Xbox 360 controller, and it's exactly the same between wireless and non-wireless, the top part. On the website, even gives you a little thing to download and read the instruction manual, so you can actually see what you have to do before you attempt to buy them. They're only about $9.99, and you literally take it apart, pop out all the buttons, disconnect all the bits for the Xbox guide button.
What happens if you break it all?
As soon as you take any screws out, your warranty is gone for the Xbox controller. So I'd probably say if you bought, like, you could buy one specifically to do
the
it.
The Xbox controllers are pretty simple to disassemble anyway.
Yeah, you just have to
jiggle it all up again.
When you look at the pictures, it looks amazingly simple. It's more or less sort of trying to force something. Just take it slowly, pull it apart, and then replace it. And they've got some really funky covers. It's really cool, bright pink, red, a transparent blue and black, which is a very similar colour to the green that was on the S controller on the Xbox. Is that sort of translucent. It's not so see-through, but it, you know, it's on that way. You can still just about see.
It's nearly see-through.
Yeah. Cloudy. Opaque. Thank you, Stu. Opaque. So they're looking rather cool. I'd buy one, but I only have one. I only have two controllers, and I don't want to bugger any of them up. But yeah, that was quite cool. I was quite impressed with that. Opaque Vista Windows. The other thing was, because it's just the top part that you can use, they are on about that there is a chance they might actually get replacement for the bottom part. So you could end up with like your white triggers and that grey back piece. And then the rest
exciting.
Of the, whatever colour you pick, so.
Right. As we always do Gamercast Live, well, it seems like we always do it, we're going to check the chat room to see what people are on about. Right. Blah, 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 blah. Dark Brotherhood likes blah, blah, blah. Have you found the vampire dude? Blah, blah, blah. Westernmost, blah, blah, blah. We expect Nintendo's revolution, based on its price and immense catalogue of downloadable games, to be a market leader by 2010. Told some dude who nobody has heard of. Nintendo is going to be one heck of a competitor for gaming pie and looks like it, blah, blah, blah. Well, to be honest, no, they're not. How many people do I have asking me about the Nintendo Revolution? Nobody.
I think the problem is it's going to be the same as like when the, you know, people were excited about the 360, but when we're pre-ordering at work for it, you know, loads of people could have done it, but you know, people are like, oh no, I'll buy one when it comes out. And then as soon as it comes out and that fever hits, everybody goes bloody nuts for it.
Don't bloody swear.
Foundry says Revolution will flop.
The Revolution will flop.
It's going to do a lot better than the PS3 though.
It won't do better than the PS3, don't be silly.
I believe it will do better than the PS3. I'm going to buy one.
Okay, so we're going to hold Adam to this. Adam believes the Nintendo Revolution will do better than the PS3.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
From a sales point of view.
Don't know about
sales. That is what's mean by flop.
I'm on the...
Backtracking now, aren't you?
No, when flop, I'm on about the fact that it will just fail and it won't be a great console and people won't buy it.
People will buy it if it's shit. People will buy it if Steve Jobs craps in a Tupperware box.
Yeah,
like Apple.
That's my point. I believe it'll outlast the PS3 because I can't see Sony doing well with the launch.
Sony won't do well with the launch, but the bottom line is,
people will buy
chavs
it. Will buy it because
the chavic underclass will buy it in their billions.
Yeah,
aye, because it's totally blinging, man.
Oh,
it's got to have it in gold.
Oh my god, we've got chavs in the audience.
Oh, the blue ray speed stripes, man. I was listening to my blinging tunes on it, aye. You dissing me because I'm Scottish.
Okay.
I can't understand you, mate.
Hey, it's you, Jimmy. I'll do your tea, pal.
I honestly, I would prefer to have a revolution than a...
I'd prefer to have a revolution in PS3 because PS3 is fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to say. You just have the balls to say it like I do. I've got good filters. I can filter out crap mail and hate mail.
This is why you're a part of the show, because that's what you're good for.
Right.
That's your skills.
Our next topic is the Battlefield 2 demo you downloaded recently from Xbox 360 Live Marketplace.
Yeah.
Bounch kabow!
First attempt at it.
Dude.
Bounch kabow, dude! Bounch dude, chickabow, dude!
It freaked me out because the first thing it does.
Dude, chickabow, dude!
They ask you whether or not you would like.
Dude, chickabow, dude!
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 Dude! The first thing they ask you when you play the demo is, would you like to receive information from EA and third party people? I'm like, no.
You're playing a game and they're trying to send you crap.
Yeah. And it's
fucking
a demo.
EA for you. It's like Fight Night. It really pissed me off today. The old man was trying in his dumbass abilities to make a career on Fight Night. And he was like, he managed to work out that the thing down the bottom is a menu. And he went to create champ. Then he had no idea what he was doing. He didn't even know how to input the name. He told me to grab the DVD remote thing to enter his name. And it's like, what the fuck? EA just suck.
Mm.
You know, even I find it hard to understand the user interface. And right. I'm like a user interface guru. You know, I spend my time moaning about how much everything sucks. I know what really sucks and what only just sucks.
Yeah.
And EA really suck.
It was... I just kept...
And everyone on the chat room agrees, EA suck.
EA sucks.
We're holding a protest in London on Thursday, if you want to come along.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
We've just got to get the banners made up. EA suck. EA sucks. It's in the game.
But yeah, as I was saying... Got through, just started clicking. As soon as I got no and no for both of those questions, started hitting the A button to go through it all. Yeah. Loading, checking servers. No connection. Connection failed. What? Try it again. No connection. Connection failed. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm not playing this. Bugger it. So I didn't really want to play it anyway. I only put it on to see what it was like for the show. So I was like, didn't play it. Had a little go after we were playing a bit of Ghost today with Stu. And... then it decided to work, and the first thing that comes up is connecting to EA servers. I'm like, no, don't. And then it loaded again, and then it came on. Now, playing the game, a little bit weird control system, but it took a while to get the hang of, but I was impressed. For the fact that I had very, very low expectations for the game, I was impressed.
The game itself is good.
Mm.
I mean, I do actually own Battlefield 2.
Mm.
But all the EA junkware that's wrapped around it is just unacceptable. And if what you're saying is right, that they try and fucking sell your address to third parties and shit like that, that is just absolutely unacceptable.
Because the problem is, you're
unacceptable.
You're connecting through Xbox Live. Now, Niren, I would say...
When you use an EA game, you connect to EA servers.
And you're using your Xbox Live account.
You're not connecting to Xbox Live at all.
Yeah, but you're using your Xbox Live account, which is connected to your email address, and that's what they've got hold of. They've got hold of your email address.
They've probably got hold of all your address information as well.
Yeah, which is like, and, you know, what poor kid who's like, his mum and dad pays for all this, and he's just clicking buttons straight away. You know what kids like, click, and it accidentally hits yes, and he's going to have shed loads of stuff being sent to him, and...
That's all EA junk, trying to flog EA games so they can make even more money and shovel even more crap down people's throats.
But, no, I must admit, the game itself was good. I must admit, I really got into it, running around, being shot at by tanks. The good thing about it is, it's online only. It's not a offline game.
There's no bots.
No, it's just loads, and I must admit, it was packed with people running around. I was being shot at by people in helicopters. I had a tank chasing me around. I was having to hide everywhere with this tank. Decided that he wanted to park itself on the helipad so I couldn't get a helicopter. I managed to blow it up and then got in the helicopter, and that's when the game finished. And I was having to go in the gun turret and the Apache just shooting the crap out of it. So couldn't shoot anybody because I couldn't find
it. Is it a port of the PC version?
You can see similarities to what I've seen you play of the PC version. I must admit, you're going to have it probably download
I'll
yourself.
I'll put the PC one back on so you can tell me in a minute.
Yeah. You can see that whole kind of glistening tweaking that they do to games when they put them from something else onto the Xbox 360. It's got that Xbox 360 shine, which is a good thing. It doesn't look like it's an Xbox One game. So it's playable. I must admit, it is really playable.
Okay, it's playable. Right, okay.
But whether you'll spend any money for it...
No, I've already bought it.
Yeah.
And I spent 20 quid on it rather than spending 50 quid on it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No,
it's like,
thanks.
If you own a PC, there are a lot of stuff coming out for the Xbox 360 that there is no point. Like, we just had released Blazing Angels, which I played the demo and talked about in the last episode.
Shit.
Which is an alright, for what it is. If you like that sort of thing, it's an alright game for arcade.
I played it today. It's absolutely diabolical.
You liked it, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll put Combat Flight Simulator on in a minute.
Yeah, Combat Flight Simulator craps all over it. I've got that on the old PC. But for what it is...
We don't need the sound effects.
For what it is, on for that sort of game, compared to like what my dad's got on his Xbox, it's a lot better, but it's still not getting up there. And then you've got Far Cry, the evolution beastie thingy wobby one, which is...
I've not played that yet.
It's like, why do that? Because fair enough, I was talking to Craig about it, and he said that it's the same as the one that's on the Xbox, apart from it looks the same as the PC version. It looks just that little bit more clean and crisp.
Right. But it's a PC version, looked okay in its time.
Yeah.
It's a bit dated now, of course.
But the Xbox One version is just the expansion pack, where this one is the expansion pack and the PC original. So, who'd spend $49.99 on that?
I wouldn't. So I say boycott EA. I know Far Cry isn't made by EA, but whatever. It's
Far
still EA's fault.
There's no. So I must admit, this is my little rant. Sometimes there are some really good, great games, but who? Okay, I would still think you'd be nuts if you got hold of Halo, just polished it up, and put it on the 360 and said, "Right, spend $49.99 on this."
Yeah, two words: fuck off.
Exactly.
That's what backwards compatibility is for.
Exactly. Who would buy...
Stop trying to make money out of old games. Nintendo. Got you there.
Classics. Right, so next thing, while we're still on the whole 360, Xbox Live for free.
Hello. Yeah, this weekend, the weekend which is really just gone... if you've got a time machine, go back in time, which is actually impossible, but never mind. Go back in time, and you can, if you've got a silver 360 Live account, Duber type thing, you'll be able to play multiplayer games online for free with your silver account for the weekend just gone. This is GamerCast bringing you up to the minute news.
Like the advertiser, that much. That would have been really annoying because we've been playing it all weekend.
And you never realised.
The only game that activates, that we were playing, that activates this account is Project Gotham. But it just, you just select it. It doesn't say gold or silver on it. You just got, that's annoying.
You're manky hanky.
So, I like the fact that they are doing that. They've got, with the whole silver thing, they have that ability to jump you up for a little while and
get you hooked.
Yeah, get people like, oh my god, this rocks, and then...
Oh no, Khajiit's gone.
But
Tony has joined.
Hey, Tony! Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, dude!
Dude.
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 Dude. Dude.
Tony, you're the dude!
Dude.
Dude. Stop.
Right.
Good point there, dude.
Zelda DS.
Zelda DS.
Let's get
Adam
excited.
Finally, a Zelda...
Don't do that on the chair. The chair will collapse.
Zelda game on the DS. It's about time. And, good enough, it is actually a sequel.
Sequel to what?
Wind Waker on the GameCube.
Wind Maker? Wind that sounds Waker. Rather suspect.
It's a sequel to Wind Waker. It's based in the Wind Waker area, so you've got the whole going around on the boat and stuff like that. One thing that is really cool about this is it interfaces with the use of
monkeys.
The pen.
This is Windows Vista. Windows Vista can interface with a pen because this version of Windows Vista has the tablet PC bits built in.
Sweet.
Pen and input devices, blah, blah, blah.
I'll put the Zelda and Horse while you...
Carry on.
Yeah. One thing that is rather cool, as most people know, if you own a DS, with most games you have your second screen. So, say for instance you're playing Sonic, Sonic jumps from one screen to the other. If you're playing some other games, your map, say for instance Mario, your map is on one screen and you're playing on the other screen. The good thing about Zelda DS is the fact that the map and the gaming screen are on a button to be switchable. So you actually switch from one screen to the other, because so that you can actually use the touch sensitive screen to draw something for Link to use. You have to draw patterns to figure out puzzles. Yes, founder said that's the name, the Phantom Hourglass. So you have to do these old drawing things, and the bit where you
like Pac-Man, where you draw Pac-Man and goes around the screen munching on people.
Yeah, using that similar sort of style of gameplay.
So in other words, it's Pac-Man in a box of Zelda or not?
No, because you still control Zelda exactly the same, running around. It's a little bit more third-person sort of thing, which is
third-person.
Nice.
Pac-Man is third-person.
Oh my god!
A first-person Pac-Man game.
Haven't they done that on the console?
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Hungry Hippos.
Third-person Hungry Hippo game, going around collecting all the balls. You're accidentally eating people.
You're eating Pac-Man. Got a colony of Pac-Man.
Founders just said swords. It's a sequel to Four Squads, not Wind Waker. Really? Well, why is it based in the Wind Waker?
Don't look at me, I've never played the stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe I got it wrong, but it's using the Wind Waker Link. It's using the whole stylistic, and it's based all in the water area. So, from the video I was watching, it was all done on the boats and everything. But, no, it looks quite good. I'm impressed. Finally, we have Zelda on the DS. About bloody time. No, I don't have a pause button, so don't try and pause me with a remote. Leave my nipples alone. Right, so that's my rant for...
Well, that's it. We've covered all our talk topics for today.
Yep. And I must admit, getting very exciting.
What's exciting?
Well, we've gone from our gloomy kind of period, the dull moment after Christmas, where everything goes a little bit kind of like... Do you want me to repeat that?
Yes,
the whole
please.
Bit where they go... It's like a zombie. It's just nothing. And we
zombie?
Came...
Don't talk about zombies like they're nothing. Zombies are people too.
Yeah. But we've come out of this lull with an absolute bang with Oblivion, and it's just getting better. It is.
Why is it getting better now Oblivion's out?
Because I got something decent to play on my 360 that will basically give me cramp because I can't put the controller down.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm on about. There's games coming out. It is getting
better. Well,
there were
games coming out before. Oblivion was coming out. And now it's out. And we've played it, and it's like, oh my god, this game rocks. I don't need another game ever.
Yeah.
But still, some twat picks up that crapping Blazing Angel box when I tell him to get Oblivion. What a numpty.
He needs to be slapped.
Yeah. Oh, what else? Someone brought Oblivion back today. He was some kid. He was probably about 12. He said it wasn't 50 quid's worth of game. I was like, what? Well, what game would you call 50 quid's worth of game if you didn't call Oblivion that? What a fucking noob. Anyway, we wouldn't let him have his money back, so we told him to piss off.
Damn right. My God, how... If you weren't hardcoring Oblivion, you know, like, how you just vroom, through everything. If you were just playing it gently, going through...
Even if you hardcore Oblivion like I did, it's still 35 hours.
To find everything...
And that's just the main quest. Let alone the side quests, which make up 95% of the game.
Yeah. To do everything...
What a bunch of noobs.
I wonder how long it would take to talk to everybody... Every quest, complete everything, to the point where there is nothing more to do in Oblivion.
Put it this way, nobody has completed Morrowind.
That's your mission for next week, try and do everything.
I still gotta find a job, yeah? Yeah, if someone will pay me to complete Oblivion, I'll do it, but...
I'll give you £10.
Is there a 360 award achievement thingamajig for completing everything? That way we could know you've actually done it. And that way we can put up a competition saying... Who wants to sponsor Adam to complete Oblivion?
You get an achievement for completing every single stage of the main quest, and then you get quite a high score achievement for if you complete the final bit that completes the main quest. And then the only other quest I think that you get achievements for is for any of the four guild quests. So going through as Thief, Fight, Mage. And the Dark Brotherhood, plus the arena.
Which isn't really a guild, but whatever.
So, going through all of those, you get...
All the points.
So...
Hey.
Although I've been looking on the net, not many people have been going for the whole mage. Everyone's been doing the Dark Brotherhood or Thieves or...
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with that is. I think everyone's a bunch of, you know, retards who like thievery. The cool thing with Morrowind was... It was cool. The cool thing with Oblivion is apparently, oh, the Dark Brotherhood, they're really cool. Oh my God. They're not cool, they're a bunch of suckers. I'm going to wipe the Thieves Guild out, and then I'm going to wipe out the Dark Brotherhood. Because the Dark Brotherhood tried to kill me once before.
Yeah, that's
and nice. they will never...
This is coming from someone who's wearing all black, by the way.
So, they will never be allowed to exist anymore.
No, I must admit, I can see the reason why some people don't go for the Mason, because you become the first section where you're attached to them, and then people are trying to find out what to do next, and they're like...
Go and talk to someone. Tony says the Dark Brotherhood rules.
He is a member of the Dark Brotherhood. We must destroy Tony. Destroy the Dark Hand.
That is what I'm going to do for my mission now. I'm going to find out every member of the Dark Brotherhood and execute them.
I remember when you told me when I first got Game of the Year edition
of Morrowind,
and you started going on about how you attempted that mission to go around and kill everybody.
It wasn't a mission; it was just something I was going to do.
Yeah, your mission. It was your goal.
I've wiped out everyone in Genesis and the surrounding area, but after that, it's just wow, man, this takes forever.
But that's the cool thing about it: the fact that if you kill someone, that's it; they're gone. If there was a quest that you had to get from them. Wait until the next time you create a different character to do that one. Great.
Of course, in Oblivion, you just knock them out.
Yeah, I noticed
that. Which is a pain in the ass.
Because I accidentally...
Except when they're fighting on your side, because they're, like, invincible, and you just let them get knocked out and then come back alive.
I was doing a mission, and I was attacking all the skeletons, and the person I was supposed to rescue stood behind them. And when I finished him, I smacked him straight across the head. So he started attacking me. So I had this massive fight with the guy I was supposed to rescue, and then I completed the final blow and knocked him unconscious, and then he came outside and spoke to me afterwards. I was like, okay, I just fought you and you're talking to me, okay. I had the sword ready, I was like ready to swing. I was like...
Well, all you have to do, if you engage someone who's your friend, block and press the spacebar.
What does the spacebar do on the PC?
Spacebar is the use bar. Talk to people, stuff
right,
like that.
Right, so I should left trigger and A if you're on the 360.
Yeah. Cool. And that will say, hey, I surrender, blah, 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 you win this fight, and they'll stop fighting you.
Did I tell you I figured out how to pick stuff up and move it about?
Yeah, it's the left button.
Left shoulder button.
I found that out lately. Well, I worked it out from a process of elimination because there weren't any other buttons they could use.
Yeah, all the other buttons do something. His horse died. Founder's horse died. Mine got killed as well.
My horse is fine in your face.
I keep finding that when I get attacked by a large group of bandits, sometimes they
go after the horse.
They go after the horse and not me. It's because they don't want me to run away afterwards.
No, it's because they've got poor AI.
The horse is evil. We must kill horses.
Well, it's the same thing with riding through the countryside. You know, you get wild animals to attack the horse instead.
Oh, that thing that happened when I was showing you Oblivion. I was showing him Oblivion. I said, right, I've got to take you to the Imperial City. And it was getting sunset. And I come over the hill, and it's beautiful sunset, and these bandits come out and attack me. So I'm fighting them, and I'm fighting this one guy, and these other two guys come out of a bush, attack my horse, and chased it off the map. And they're chasing it all the way to the water's edge. And he started running all the way around the water that goes around the Imperial City. So I'm trying to fight this guy, and I'm chasing these two guys around this waterway, and they're chasing my horse. I couldn't keep up with them, they're driving me nuts. I was like, stop chasing my horse away.
Oh no. Really Adam's poor horse.
Yeah, then he killed it in the end. Will be dropped.
Silver thing, there. Got it? Yeah.
So yeah, are we actually done with this episode? Or
yeah,
are we going to think
with
of something else to talk about?
No, we've had our rant about Oblivion.
Right, chat room people, last chance if they want us to talk about anything. You've got about 10 seconds. Feedback, as always, can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net. We do like getting emails.
If there's anything out there that you've caught interest that we haven't spoken about, do email it to us.
Give us information about it because we're too lazy to do any research.
And can people pull your baby is in me?
I am scared.
Okay. No. Can we please stop the whole large amounts of argument? Fair enough, if someone starts posting something about something we've said on that episode, if you're going to have an argument, then fair enough, go for it. You know, get the gloves out and
but
have a bit of a punch.
If you want to do the arguing, please do it in the forums.
Yeah.
Because, you know, blog, you don't really want 10 million comments.
If it's worth it, yeah, but a lot of all the arguments so far have been about nothing that it has been in the episode. It's just about something that someone wanted to go.
Yeah, yeah, I will terminate comments on the blog if it continues.
Even I'll go in and take those off. But yeah, I don't mind people saying, oh yeah, it was a good episode. I don't mind people going on about, yes, I agree with you with what you said about this, that, and the other. That's what it's there for. But if you want to have a massive argument about some other subject that had nothing to do with the episode, go into the forums and put it in Gamercast and we'll join in and start the argument.
The forums, of course, being portalforums.net.
Or yeah, at the Gamercast section or any other section that acquires to what you want to talk about.
Indeed.
Indeed, indeed. But yeah, please send us some emails. It's nice to have decent emails. Where's Bobman? What the hell's happened to Bobman?
Bobman is up to stuff. He was posting on the forums a while ago. We've got this Bobman dude and the Michael dude as well.
Yeah, I've noticed he's coming in.
The Killy Pants Mafia, I think his name is.
Yeah. So we're getting some more people.
Yeah, man. Our listenership is now in the area of 5 and 7 million per week.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
I'm exaggerating, don't worry.
I can tell by your face.
I don't know what it is up to now.
Well, I'll check in a minute.
Okay.
Okay?
That's okay. It for this. Yeah, dude.
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 Dude. Dude.
Dude. Got a good point there, dude. Right.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Good. See you next week.
See you later next week.